Starting the year strong is easier and more delicious with Omaha Steaks premium prepackaged proteins. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and so much more. Omaha Steaks has unmatched variety and high quality proteins that everyone loves. And right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code AUDIO at checkout. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged proteins from Omaha Steaks. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland, with every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Football on off the ball.
Cleared. Football ultra under Mourinho during the classical wars when it was Mourinho versus Guardiola. There were few, if any, players who were more belligerent, more committed to the Mourinho cause than Arbeloa.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Drury gets over the line! Try from Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello, folks. You're very welcome along to the Red 78 and Munster podcast. For Munster fans, my name is Rory O'Hagan from Off the Ball. Delighted, as always, to be joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes to talk about Munster's narrow defeat to Toulon. A little bit of controversy in that one. A decent Munster performance in the second half, but still problems persist. We'll talk about that defeat in France shortly. And we look ahead to a must-win game with Cass now this Saturday at Thomond Park. It's great to have you here, guys. How are you, Fiona? The fact that you're here, you're online, suggests you survived your trip to France over the weekend.
Just about, Rory, just about. I'm telling you, I was in La Rochelle last year, but that Toulon experience was something special. Even though Munster lost, it was an unbelievable trip, and trying to get home yesterday was just absolute torture. So I just about made it, and I was able to watch the game back this morning fresh, because obviously I might have had a couple of brewskis while I was watching the game over there.
That's what the rumour suggested. All right, yeah. Alan Quinlan, how are you, sir?
Good, thanks. Yeah, all good. I'd say she had more than a couple.
Couple of dozen, maybe.
Jeez.
Happy days. We'll get on to the Toulon game in just a bit. We've loads of comments coming into us about the game. A lot of it about that penalty call right at the end, Fiona, as well.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. Thanks again, guys, for sending them in. I'll try and read out as many as I can and appreciate it. We'll go with John Finucane. We'll start with that penalty. Can you explain the final penalty and how there was no review when Edwin was taken out and blocked from entering a ruck, which resulted in a penalty for Toulon and led to their first try? We might chat about that in a minute. Tara Spain said, got the performance back as expected, really. Thought we'd gotten there with 5 minutes left. Still a lot of errors and line out poor at times. Bonus point win on Saturday. Another magical game in Thomond Park. Keane McGibney says, strong attacking performance, but a few lapses in concentration in defence cost us at key times. The yellow cards were a killer in terms of a momentum. Did well to get in a position to win it. An unfortunate late penalty did it for them. Full steam ahead for next week now, Keane. George Lenny, when will they learn and sort out the discipline? Look like a bunch of lads who are happy to pick up the odd big victory, but also happy to be a nearly team. And Paul O'Sullivan, there was some nice moments in attack, a couple of lapses in defence. Alalatoa moment was probably the worst. The amount of penalties and brain dead yellow cards is a big concern. But all in all, I thought it was a good performance for the boys and they showed a lot of fight.
We'll talk about the positives and the negatives of Munster's performance in a bit. But Alan Quinlan, first off, like, we have to talk about that penalty decision right at the end. What's Carl Dixon seeing there that he awards the penalty to Toulon?
I think where he's standing, he probably... I think he thinks that Tom Farrell is kind of blocking off and taking the space. And that space is, you know, there's a line kind of where the players on the ground and the ball is. That when you come through a tackle that you stand there, but it's a ludicrous penalty. I think he'll know himself when he looks back that it wasn't a penalty. There was nothing illegal with what Tom Farrell did or Jack O'Donoghue did there. They were holding the player up on a tackle. They were told to release him. Then they were kind of driven to the side. There wasn't enough of Toulon players there. Tyburn was in for a perfect turnover. So it was a completely wrong decision. There's no point in even saying it was harsh and that there was a possibility that, oh, letter of the law scenarios or anything like that. It was not, there was no way that was a penalty. And it's a very big call to decide the game. Mm-hmm. It was the wrong call. I think I wouldn't say Carl Dixon was any issue for Munster during the game. I would probably look at the Tyburn yellow card and think there was absolutely nothing wrong with what Tyburn did there as well. Yeah. The only kind of fault I would say there is, and I was probably in this situation myself, if a referee decides and you hear this, leave it, leave it, leave it, even if you're legal and you look back in the tape and the footage and you see, well, you were 100% legal on what you were doing. If you hear calls from a referee, you have to leave it. That's split moment stuff. Their decision is don't come in there, don't touch the ball. And some of that stuff is wrong. But he was, he got, there were two big calls, I think. Obviously, for the Tyburn yellow card, they had a penalty coming. Toulon were playing infield, and Tyburn came straight through on the ball, didn't take out the scrum half. He went on the ball. Himself in the scrum half were grappling for Ben White, and it was deemed a second penalty in the yellow card. It was a very harsh one, really harsh, that one. I don't think that was. And it was a very crucial part of. But Toulon scored 14 points while Tyburn was off. But the final penalty was, it's just, there is no debate. It wasn't a penalty. There was nothing Tom Farrell did that was illegal. And so you asked me the question, what's he thinking? I think where he's standing, he probably thinks that Tom Farrell is kind of standing in the tackle area, but it was all to the side. It wasn't over the ball. If you stand over the ball and you kind of block someone off, that's an illegal action, but totally wrong call and a really big one to decide it. But in saying that, I think it was a mismanaged game by Munster.
Okay.
Number one, their effort level was outstanding. Their work rate, their attitude, their application, their intensity, top notch. Can't fault any of that. And that's the starting point for me whenever you play for Munster. I've said this repetitively over the years. I'm not saying I was perfect with any of that stuff when I played.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong. But it is a starting point for any sports team. Getting that emotional pitch right, getting your attitude. You know, Fiona have coached teams over the years and played as well. It's all about, you know, applying yourself in the right way. And it's a huge part of sport, being up for it. It sounds very blasé that it's a simple thing. Oh, we're up for the game. Sure, of course we're up for the game. We saw such a dreadful kind of application of that in Belfast the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you go out and play matches and, yes, everyone's up for it and you think you have it right, but you're just off. There's a couple of percent off. But I just think this team... trying to get better and trying to set that benchmark, that work rate, that urgency to get the breakdowns, that aggression in the one-on-one tackles, all that stuff was back up where it needs to be. Now, if we look at the tactical side of the performance, a lot of mistakes, a lot of poor errors, a lot of contributing factors to Munster losing that game. Toulon were certainly there for the taking. So credit to the players in the stuff I spoke about, and mistakes do happen, wrong calls, decision making. That's all part and parcel of sport. The foundation was there, and to lose a game by 2 points with a decision like that at the end is heartbreaking. We can talk a little bit more of why they lost it overall. And I think that was a game Munster should have won, because I think Toulon were there for the taking, and Munster frustrated them. They forced them into mistakes. They were great at the breakdown. Their line speed was good. Defensively, very strong. You know, there was a lapse from Michael Alatoa, which was a costly one. It's a 7-pointer. But, you know, they did a lot of really good stuff. The lineup was, I think, one of the the people who messaged there were was talking, again, it was a crucial part of the game. Even when they're 27, 25 down, they have a line on the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
Chance to get your maul going, force your way upfield a little bit, maybe play a couple of phases, get a penalty, drop goal, whatever. Ball is slapped down the line out, swallowed up, Brian Gleeson then is turned over. So in some ways, they could have got nothing out of the game, which would have been harsh.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they would look back at it and probably have the sense to realise that they could have managed the game a lot better.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like Jojo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Starting the year strong is easier and more delicious with Omaha Steaks premium prepackaged proteins. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
In different circumstances, they were going away out of Toulon with the win.
Mm.
And obviously the penalty, if it's not given, I think they see out the game. But there's definitely that period where Tyburn was off. The second try to Toulon score after halftime is a kind of a freakish bounce. You know, that's nothing to do with Tyburn or somebody. But I think the first try can... particularly where they ended up, you know, it all stemmed from a penalty that Gavin Coombs got at the breakdown, a brilliant penalty, turnover penalty around the Munster's 10-yard line. Jack Crowley gets a really good touch finder upfield. Munster 6-0 up, so only a couple of minutes to go to half time. You have a chance maybe getting another score. Malfunctioning line out. Ball is slapped down in that 5-meter channel at the front. It's hacked through by Toulon player. Shane Daly gets the ball in the backfield in the 22. And it's easy for me to say here, but this is the reality. Shane Daly needs to put that ball in touch. Just take the sting out. Their back three is very dangerous. And Matthias Ferte, who's really elusive, very, very dangerous. The ball is kicked downfield. He has lots of time to catch it. And he runs back in this jinking run cross field and bouncing everywhere. Tom Farrell ends up blocking him. When he chips the ball through, they get a penalty in Munster's half. Kick to the corner. Couple of lineouts. Penalty infield. Tyburn, yellow card. Nearly scored a try. Back for another penalty. They do score a try. So... that was poor. That's an example. And look, again, it's just simple stuff of playing the percentages, putting that ball in touch from Shane Daly. First of all, win the line-out. Lose the line-out ball at the front. It looked very panicky, the line-out. It looked very rushed. The throws were poor. The lifts were poor. The calls were, some of them were in the wrong areas. And it just had that real shaky feeling back in the lineout. And it's been quite good in the last number of weeks. The scrum was rock solid, which is a great platform in France. But then, you know, when they scored a penalty at the end, when Munster scored a try to go ahead, you think, wow, what a turnaround. They've scored these two tries. Got themselves ahead. And then from the kickoff, it's a long kick and it's a really good kickoff. Toulon's chase is really good. Munster have a ruck outside around the 22. And it's a poor clearance from Ethan Coughlin. It's a box kick, which doesn't really get any distance. Toulon win the ball back. That ball should have been gone long down the field. It shouldn't have been a box kick scenario. Munster didn't have any joy in the aerial battle all day.
No.
Knocking on constantly. So some poor kicking, poor decision making. I've highlighted two there. It seems unfair in both players, but that's the reality. Players around them need to talk to them. They need to learn. Just those kind of heated moments in a game, the line-out malfunction, and just a couple of sloppy passes at time. Our exits were very poor. Again, you're a coach, Fiona. You know, just very poor exits. And again, it was highlighted. I know I'm putting a lot into this chat, but someone highlighted the penalty count, 14-7.
Yeah.
What's like Alex Nankivell, what he's doing there is shocking. It's absolute shocking. He'll know that. And I was never an angel myself, but this that doesn't matter. Like, if I did that, it's wrong. Alex Nankivell is wrong to do that. Gavin Coombs had one of them. Was it against the Stormers?
Yeah.
You know, they're just, you cannot put your hand out and flick the scrum half's hands there like that. Now, to Munster's credit, that was a period where they were under a fair bit of pressure. They go down to 14 men. They're kind of hanging on a little bit. And Toulon could have turned the screw there. But to be fair, the effort in defence was phenomenal. The work rate, the desire to make tackles, to win turnovers, brilliant. He was lucky, so essentially the game didn't go away from Munster there. They got themselves back in a position to get ahead. So, yeah, great desire from the players, great effort. But I think they'll look back and they'll be very frustrated. Individual errors and mistake, kicking game. But some brilliant attack. So the positives are the attack. You know, the pass from Casey to Crowley to Ben O'Connor going through the little pocket. What a pass for Calvin Nash's try. Jack O'Donoghue's try was outstanding as well. So, you know, some of the attack was brilliant. But we had very limited carries in the game, 71 carries.
Yeah.
25% territory, which is unbelievably low. So a lot, they couldn't get out. And some of that was down to obviously good Toulon pressure, but poor kind of exits, poor box kicks, not winning ball in the air back. And then, you know, giving the ball away some at times. So some really good positive stuff there, but game management and some rugby intelligence at times was poor and it let them down. And to think you only lost the game by 2 points is frustrating. So look, that happens, and you know, I won't be critical to the team for making mistakes. I'm just highlighting the fact that there's things here that from my time as a player, you review, you look, and there's very obvious things that they could have done better. But you know, credit to the players with the work rate and the desire and the effort was very, very high.
Fiona, you were obviously there on the day. What were your takeaways from the game, being in the stadium? And I suppose now you've got a chance to watch it back. What are your takeaways from the game, I suppose?
Yeah, I think Quinny's spot on. It's the frustration around the penalties. When you were there, especially in that second half, the want from the team, the aggression, the ability to turn over. I mean, they 200 tackles. Toulon had only to make 76 and they were still up for it at the end. But certainly, I think the line-out was my biggest frustration watching it. I was surrounded by Toulon fans and they'd almost kind of laugh when we'd lose a line-out. It was obviously something that they'd highlighted that can be an issue with Munster. And a huge thing for me is Munster's DNA is Mauls. Is like, you know, when you're inside in that 22, we're not getting the big carries, but we need to have a Maul game. And we had zero Mauls in the whole game. If you look at Toulon had 10, we defended their Maul really well at times, but for Munster themselves not to have any Mauls, I think is frustrating away to a French big pack. And we could see when we sucked them in, because if you look at those Munster's tries, Rory, when we actually sucked them in through carries or the ability to get a few gain lines, the space we created, the backs, they done really well in that space. There's some lovely lines, Nankivell, some passes by Ben O'Connor. So we did have the ability to score, but we just for some reason couldn't suck in that Toulon defence. And it was huge frustration around that. And obviously that penalty at the end was sickening, especially when I watched it back. Being there, they showed it on the big screen, but you know, French, they don't show you too much
I think Fiona, though, with your coaching hat on, I think if you looked, maybe I'm wrong here to think, because yes, it's the wrong call, but is there enough of errors in the game and kind of not managing the game well enough to think that you should have, there was a real chance here.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be hanging our hat on one decision. I get it.
100%. From
Munster fans, and I was very frustrated myself, because do you know what? Who cares really if Munster got the one win, all that kind of stuff. But there's probably enough in the game to say we shouldn't have had ourselves in this position.
Yes, I agree with you there, Quinny, 100%. But you even said it yourself. It's the fact that it's a penalty to score to them. But the flip of that is Ty Byrne was on that turnover, and now we're not there. We're probably inside in their 22 trying to win our own penalty, hopefully from a line out, but who knows? But you know what I mean? So I think it's as the frustration is around that. If it was a stupid penalty where we didn't have a chance to turn it over, I don't think I'd be as frustrated at looking at that. But when you see how clearly Ty Byrne was locked on that ball and the ref just didn't want to give it to Munster, because Farrell was absolutely nowhere near inhibiting anyone coming in for a clear out. So yes, and I agree with you totally. Even after that, you felt like we had the ability to get up the pitch, and they had moments there. We talk about that clear out, that Ethan Coughlin clearance. If that went up the pitch, they could have put pressure on, because the defence was really, really good. They put Brex under savage pressure. He was putting on, yes, he had a few errors, but I thought defensively we were really good at rushing them at times. So that would have been, when you're looking at the game and you're in the stands, you felt like, yes, we have the ability to get up, but it was just almost like it was too hard after that.
Well, that is it for part one of the Red 78. To listen to our full episode where we will look ahead to that clash with Cast, you can become an Off the Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Goal Out app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.
Starting the year strong is easier and more delicious with Omaha Steaks premium prepackaged proteins. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and so much more. Omaha Steaks has unmatched variety and high quality proteins that everyone loves. And right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code AUDIO at checkout. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged proteins from Omaha Steaks. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland, with every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.